Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, David Segui. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chuck Finley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third. The DH, Dante Bichette. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brian Daubeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Leary throws the ball into Offerman, who tags Alomar, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Offerman hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bichette is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Sadler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Merlone, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Merlone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Merlone reaches second base with a double. Brian Daubeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Daubeck hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Merlone moves to third. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sadler hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Merlone tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatberg moves to second. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Offerman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Sadler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Merlone juggles the ball. That's an error on Merlone. Fryman moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Fryman scores. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. There goes Lofton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hatberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dante Bichette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Merlone is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Daubach is 0-for-1 in the game. Daubach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Hatberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Sadler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Offerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seghe is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghe strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fryman hits a line drive to right field. Nixon throws towards the plate. Hatberg fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatberg. Alomar scores. Ramirez moves to third. Fryman moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Fryman scores. Branyan moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Holber Cabrera pinch runs for Russell Branyan. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sadler. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Cabrera scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Sang-hoon Lee now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing left field. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Merlone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daubach is 0 for 2 in the game. Daubach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Merlone fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Sadler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0-for-3 in the game. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Alexander now playing shortstop. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Rich Cruchor now pitching. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cruchor fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Dave Roberts pinch runs for Manny Ramirez. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-4 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing left field. Holber Cabrera now playing right field. John McDonald now playing second base. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Steve Carsey now pitching. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Alexander moves to second. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Merlone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Merlone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Israel Alcantara pinch hits for Brian Daubach. Israel Alcantara is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alcantara takes first base on ball 4. Merlone moves to second. Jason Varitek pinch hits for Scott Hatberg. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Rincon covering, for the out. Merlone moves to third. Alcantara moves to second. Two outs. Carl Everett pinch hits for Donnie Sadler. Paul Shuey now pitching. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey now playing left field. Jason Varitek now catching. Israel Alcantara now playing first base. Mike Lansing now playing second base. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seghe hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Merlone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Merlone. Fryman moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. Lewis moves to second. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Manny Alexander. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cummings hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.